I can tell you if you're going to reach your goal just by showing me your calendar. That's it. If it's not in there and I can't see it and actions are not being done and I know that you're accountable, not happening, guys. So I think the worst places to be when you want something big is to be fooling yourself. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. Guys, if you're feeling a little meh, always remember that there are places to go, people to see, people to ask that you can get some help from. And what a huge theme for me right now, getting help, asking for people to help me with a plan. You can't do this by yourself. I'm building a brand new company. If you guys have not followed yet, if you've ever liked this podcast, even for an iota of... what is an iota anyway? Please help me out. Send me the definition of iota. Is that like a little bit, a pinch? What? The definition is up in the air for me right now. If you've ever gotten even the tiniest bit of inspiration from this or an idea, it would mean the world to me if you would go to @drinklightpink, @drinklightpink, and go follow that page. If you love anything on it, please share it. Get your friends to follow. We're building a massive community over there that is going to help women connect to themselves, each other, and their dreams. So truly, I want it to be an educational platform as well. There's going to be events. There's going to be so many incredible things that are going to be rolled out within that community. It is the beverage that comes with the community. So go check it out right now and asking for help. It's so huge. I just asked right there. I had no problem asking for help because I've spent a lot of years adding value without asking for much in return, if anything. So with that said, everything that I do, I hope that you also are standing in the shoes of an observer and being able to see not only getting value or seeking wisdom, but also being an observer of how things are done, how you can ask in ways that feel comfortable. That is a really cool place to be when you realize you're not only the student, but you can also start becoming the observer of how things are said, how things are done, how sales are done, how, you know, things are strategized, how things are planned. And speaking of that, a lot of you, myself included, are ruining your lives because you are not willing to get a plan. So I want you to think of this. If you don't spend the time creating a plan and being willing to let that plan go and create another plan, then you're going to show up to the construction site and just have your supplies and lumber and screws and everything everywhere and have no clue about how to put the puzzle together. So if you showed up and you just ordered a bunch of random crap and you wanted to build a house, but you showed up without the home plans, how are you going to feel every single day on that construction site? You guys, this is what you're doing to yourself. This is what I was doing to myself. I was like, you know what? It's fun to order the lumber. You know what? It's fun to pick out the sink and the tiles. You know what? It's fun to pick out what the bathroom is going to look like. It's fun to pick out all of the kitchen stuff. And you're doing all of those things and you're picking it out and you're having a blast. And all of a sudden you're starting to get really frustrated because you've tried to skip to the fun part without doing the work, without having the plans. So what I mean by that is you have to do all the annoying outlining stuff. You have to do all of that annoying measurements. You have to do all of the things that you need help for and asking for guidance and pulling those people in and getting a day by day, week to week plan and pulling in the people that you're going to need around creating this plan long before you get to go pick out the fun stuff. So with that said, sometimes from week to week, what you're going to have to do is from week to week, you're just going to be planning on what you're going to be doing from week to week. And sometimes that feels like you're not getting anywhere. When you're in the most important stuff, it can feel like you're not getting anywhere. And I want to remind you that the more that you can sit with that, knowing that you are getting a really solid foundation, the more that you're going to create something awesome and avoid those feelings of frustration later. So here's what I'm talking about. If you don't know what your focus is and your intention is for next week on your life or your business, you're going to show up next week and another week is going to go by and you're going to feel like shit. You are going to be so freaking frustrated. You're going to be like, what's wrong with me? I can't do this. See, I don't finish anything. I'm not like them. I don't have the skills. No, it's not that you don't have the skills. It's that you don't have the right plan. It's that you don't have the right plan. Or maybe you do have a plan, but it's not the right one for you. And you're not willing to let it go because you saw it work for someone else. Guess what? If it's not moving, then it's not for you. If you've showed up enough to it and it's not working, you got to tweak some things. So I want you to look at your next week. And a lot of times, here's what happens. You want to focus on everything, but a plan really only works if you're focusing on one thing at a time, right? So if you have a goal of just getting healthier, maybe next week your only plan is to focus on making sure you learn how to get a good schedule down for yourself and a good routine so that you start showing up for a 10-minute workout 3 times a week. Maybe you just need to focus on the plan. If you're starting a business, maybe your focus for the next week or 2 weeks is to find one person who can help you map out a plan. Like right now, you guys, I'm literally just looking for a certain type of person who can help me map out a plan, right? A certain type of plan, or an alcohol expert. Like, it feels like things are going so slow because I'm like, wow, my only job for this next 2 weeks, while there's a lot of other little things going on, right, that I can handle, but my only big needle moving thing right now is to find somebody who can help me in this arena. So as you can see, there's going to be a lot of things to focus on that you're probably taking your focus off of because there's something else fun to do. How many times have you sat down and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to do these emails because it feels easy and it's going to make me feel productive. And then I'll go do the hard thing. Oh my God. You're not going to go back and do the hard thing. Eat That Frog, right? The author of Eat That Frog always talks about how you want to do the hard things first and plan for the hard things first during the parts of your day that you have the most willpower. Do the hard things first whenever you can, or they will not get done. They take up the most willpower from what you have for that day. So willpower is, you only get a certain amount every single day, right? It's not unlimited whatsoever. So be really aware of where you're using it. But this is what I want you to think about. What do you need to put in your plans for this next week? When are you going to plan for it? I have this podcast every few months because it is so important. We forget. I forget, right? What do you want? What do you want to move next week? So what's important? What needs to go in the schedule? Because if it's not time blocked on your schedule in your calendar, it's not getting done. So all of you, I can tell you, if you're going to be successful right now, I have no problem saying it. If you're going to be successful right now, if you showed me your calendar, I don't care if it's on paper, I don't care if it's in your phone, I don't care if it's in your computer, I can tell you if you're going to reach your goal just by showing me your calendar. That's it. If it's not in there and I can't see it and actions are not being done and I know that you're accountable, not happening, guys. So I think the worst places to be when you want something big is to be fooling yourself. Is to be fooling yourself and not having it in there. So if that needle's going to move, it better look like it's moving in your calendar. All right. I love you guys so much. I am going to head out on my run. I got shit to do today. I got to go plan my plans because my next week is not quite planned yet. And it's making me feel a little overwhelmed and frustrated. So once I get my plan in place, I'm going to feel like a new woman and we're going to be on our way. Okay, guys, I want to know what you took away from this. I want to know if you're going to put it in your calendar. I want to know if you want to screenshot your calendar for me and tag me in it and show me. And I'll let you know if something's going to move for you next week. All right, you guys, I love you so much. I'm so grateful for you. Again, if you haven't yet, please go follow at Drink Light Pink. If there's any motivation on there that you love, share it. Yeah, that's it. That would mean the world to me. Okay, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.